In Beijing, Chinese President Hu Jintao welcomed Cuban counterpart Raul Castro with an official ceremony in the Great Hall of the People. Although he visited twice before while serving as Cuban defense minister, it was Raul's first trip to China since succeeding his brother Fidel as the country's paramount leader in 2008. Afterwards, the two sides signed agreements providing Chinese aid and interest-free loans to Cuba for economic and technological cooperation, as well as deals on cooperation between their customs departments and agricultural sectors.
Cuba has fallen on hard economic times since the withdrawal of aid from its main benefactor, the Soviet Union, which collapsed in 1991. In recent years, the price of grain, which it imports in large quantities, has risen, while the price of its main export, nickel ore, has fallen, and it has yet to fully recover from a series of devastating hurricanes.
Experts say China can help Cuba by repairing or replacing its outdated infrastructure and damaged housing stock. On top of this, communist Cuba can also benefit from China's experiences in economic reform, which Castro is studying and trying to emulate.
Of course, we don't expect him to blindly copy what we've done here. He's looking at our successes and failures here and what they're doing in Vietnam. He will do what's most appropriate for Cuba, just as we develop socialism with Chinese characteristics here.
Cuba has been under a U.S. trade embargo since its popular revolution, which overthrew a Washington-backed regime in 1959. China has constantly opposed the blockade and is now Cuba's second-largest trading partner after Venezuela. Foreign experts say China will be wary of getting too close to Cuba out of fear of angering the U.S., which has long considered Latin America as its backyard. Chinese experts disagree.
China conducts its foreign policy only according to its own interests, and we don't take any cues from America. Latin America, in fact, no longer takes instructions from the U.S. because it's no longer the U.S.'s backyard. At the Americas summit this year in Colombia, for example, the U.S. was left isolated by unified opposition to its sanctions against Cuba and demands that in the future Cuba be allowed to attend.
Castro's visit to China will last 4 days. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.